producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Media News. Victoria Jones joins us. And Victoria, Donald Trump digs his heels in the sand and not going to Israel. Flush this out for us.
He tweeted 7:12 Monday morning, "I have decided to postpone my trip to Israel and to schedule my meeting with Netanyahu at a later date after I become president of the U.S. and then he said on Fox News on Thursday morning, "I didn't," this is baffling if you think about Netanyahu, "I didn't want to put him under pressure." Because Netanyahu is such a delicate flower.
Which he's not.
No, I added that last week. I mean, if you think about Netanyahu, how tough he is,
yeah,
what he deals with in the powder keg of the Middle East, really, you think he's going to think that dealing with Trump is pressure? Because what? Because pressure is so tough. He was going to go to the Temple Mount, by the way, the contested Jerusalem holy site. You know, there's been a major source of friction between Israel and the Palestinians. That would have been difficult. Now, Netanyahu was facing backlash over the meeting because they think that Trump's plan to ban Muslims is discriminatory. And Netanyahu did reject Trump's remarks on Wednesday, but he said the meeting would go on as a matter of policy because he's willing to meet with all the American presidential candidates. But no. The other interesting thing is now this is changing rapidly. So the moment that I speak this, the numbers will have changed. But I reckon that by the time you are off the air today, it wouldn't surprise me if there are as many as 500,000 signatures on the UK petition to block Donald Trump from UK entry. It would not surprise me if it's nearly half a million signatures, and Parliament will consider it for a debate.
Wow, yet he still continues to rise in the polls, and he knows this, and he continues to dominate the headlines. And you and I don't have crystal balls. We don't know to what end, but even if there's backlash from the UK, other countries, opponents, people that he's facing in his bid for the presidency on the Republican side, do you think, I mean, this guy's in it to stay, right?
Yes, he's in it to stay, and in fact, in an interview with the Washington Post from the 3rd of December, so that's just before his Muslim comments, he said, "I will never leave the race." And then he was pressed again by the Post, and apparently he waved one arm over his head as if to clear away everything and remove all doubt. "I will never leave this race," he said.
In the meantime, of course, Hillary Clinton was asked about it, and she threw all the Republicans into the same pot, saying that the rhetoric is wrong, blah, blah, blah. Does this just completely help her? And if she just lays in the weeds and continues to talk about what she'll do as president, does this just suit her perfectly?
Yes, it helps her the more outrageous he is, particularly since he's now in the 30 percentile in the polls. I mean, the most recent poll has him, let me just have a quick look. He's now got 35% of Republican primary voters in the most recent poll. Yeah,
wow.
This is fascinating. So that helps her, and he's threatening once again that if he's not treated with decorum by the Republican establishment, he might consider an independent bid. And, of course, that helps her.
Yeah, which would be outrageous. So in Washington, quickly on the Hill, they wrap up here, right? By the 18th, they want to be out of town. Are any giant pieces of legislation going to get passed in between?
Possibly not, except the omnibus, which is giant. I mean, that's it's literally thick, as thick as a giant. That is a spending bill, which is supposed to be passed by Friday. But guess what? Unlike those of us in the media who have to make our deadlines, they're going to blow past their deadline and push it back into Wednesday of next week, because they're stuck on what are known as these riders, these controversial add-ons to the bill, and they can't agree on them. So they're going to have possibly even work in the weekend because they want to get out of here. And so they're going to keep working, and they're going to stay next week. And what's interesting is that the president threatened that he would not sign a short-term continuing resolution, as it's known, and that's what they're going to be presenting him with.
Wow. All right, Victoria Jones, it's never dull, that's for sure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right, so you heard Victoria there from Talk Media News. You know, an interesting side note I'd love for all of you to weigh in. I say that as we get closer to results season and then we're into the primaries, the conversation starts to begin as to who would be running mates, you know, the possible running mates. And I saw something the other day and I kind of, you know, poo-pooed it, threw it aside. But apparently this is no joke. This is a real possibility. Donald Trump is thinking of his daughter as a running mate. Wow. That would be so unprecedented. I mean, listen, she has a brain. She went to an Ivy League school. She helped run the business. She certainly has not been in politics. But can you imagine? And I wonder if, you know, how serious that is, or this is just more of the folly kind of going along the way. But I'm going to throw this question out to you. If you really like Donald Trump, and even we had Kinky Friedman on, there couldn't be anyone more than left and left than Ellen Ratner and Kinky Friedman, and he said, hey, he liked what the one thing about Donald Trump is that he said what it was. He talked about what he thought, and he wasn't beholden to anybody. He said, wouldn't it be interesting a Bernie Sanders Donald Trump ticket? So who do you think, first of all, would just push Donald Trump over the top? Or here's the other part of this. If really, seriously, his daughter was on the ticket, if his daughter was on the ticket, would you vote for Donald Trump? Or would you just say, hey, she might be smart, she might be talented, but yeah, no. Would it affect your decision that much? I'm going to throw this out. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Or what say you through the miracle of email, americatonight.net. You can email me there. Curious as to whether or not that would just slam the window shut on Trump for you, where you'd just say, eh. Throwing in his daughter, yeah, that's too much. It's like somebody said, can you imagine? It almost would be like throwing Bill Clinton on the ticket with Hillary Clinton. Hey, you were president twice, back-to-back terms. How about being the VP under your wife? I mean, nepotism. I think that would be not a smart move on his part. And I don't know much about her. And so it's not even about her. It's just, it's not running a company, running the country. I don't know that we would have the appetite for it. It is kind of an intriguing question. And then it brings up the question of who would be the perfect running mate if he were the nominee. Who would be the perfect running mate for Donald Trump? Hang with us.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Tonight. Coming up a little bit later, our cheap movie reviews. We take a look at the big bad movies coming out. Star Wars. People are going to be lined up all weekend long, probably into next week and the following week. It's going to be a big Christmas movie. Who knows what kind of records it will shatter at the box office. To be sure, we know there will be a lot of records. How's that? But before we get there, as we move in a few different directions, let's look at some of the odd news on the day. You know, to Grimm's point, there's not enough funny, but boy, you gotta really dig for that funny sometimes, let me tell you. But this one I think is pretty funny. Some people like sweet potatoes, some people hate sweet potatoes. You know, I didn't used to like sweet potatoes, but I have to tell you now, I am completely on board with the whole sweet potato thing. Especially, I think the first deal that I had was, maybe it was the fries. I had sweet potato fries, then I went for the sweet potato. So you get the deal. I changed my mind, as I do sometimes. But there is an interesting story out of Raleigh, North Carolina. I have a bunch of friends that actually live there. And they're saying smoke from burnt sweet potatoes is still filling the air in a place called Farmville, They say there's a silo full of dehydrated sweet potatoes. It's been smoldering in the town just east of Raleigh since the last week of Thanksgiving. And it's disconcerting, to say the least, that it just smells like giant sweet potato town. It's no threat, no health threat to the people, but they're complaining about the smoke. It's and the smell. For some, is they don't like the smell. It's, here's what the deal is: natural blend vegetable dehydration. I guess they opened in 2014, and they dehydrate sweet potatoes used in pet food. It's about 30 people that work there, and I bet you didn't know this: North Carolina produces more sweet potatoes than any other state. How about that? So that's why they're there. And there was a fire that started. They don't know what happened, how it was started. But firemen used a machine to continuously spray water from the side. But they switched to 10,000 gallon sprays, I guess, into the top of the silo. And that made a difference because they thought it was like fighting oil well fires. And they used a helicopter to take infrared images to make sure. So it worked, but the problem is what was left afterwards. I don't know, sweet potato smell versus some giant fire. They put it out. Yeah, I'm going to say it's a better choice at least. How about this? You know, we're seeing that wildlife is coming closer to man. Certainly when you're in the middle of their habitat, I get it. And I guess we all are treading on their habitat in some way. But two cheetahs used for animal control on a South African airbase attacked an Air Force officer. The cheetahs were raised by humans, and they were part of a security program exploring their new environment. They entered a hangar where a few officers were gathered. The animals were shooed away, but as they stalked off, a warrant officer tried to take their picture. They began to growl. Then, as he turned to run, they pounced. So the woman was treated for minor injuries on her shoulders and the back of her head. The cheetahs were just deployed a couple of weeks ago. They keep their home, they say, on the base, and the Air Force is going to do more to educate the people on the base. Hey, by the way, we have these two fast creatures on the base. They're called the world's fastest land animals, cheetahs. So you don't want to go up like and take selfies with them or anything, and you want to just shoo them away, stay away. It's a program they started in the 90s. The cheetahs are selected from a nearby endangered species breeding program to hunt animals like warthogs, hares, and birds that pose hazards to flight safety. The cats free roamly on most of the base. And after they complete their tour of duty, which is 2 years, they're returned to breeding programs. Yeah, they might want to make sure people really understand what that is. You might see a cheetah. Don't panic. You might. I'm just saying. You might. All right, this is, it's got to be odd when you have to confront, when you're a law enforcement guy, you're a cop, and you got to confront a nude guy taking pictures. But in Kansas, they say an Oregon guy was urged to head home. He was spotted taking pictures of a wheat field wearing nothing but a hat and his selfie stick in his hand and a smile. Sir, you might leave the wheat fields. They say that he was first spotted on Wednesday, I guess. They found him posing. He was posing. And they told him, you know, technically it's not illegal to be publicly naked in the county, but as long as you're not trying to do anything that would cause attention to yourself. They said, you know, people just wouldn't like that here. So, what do they say? How do you handle that? I mean, seriously, when we saw this guy and he had a selfie stick and he's taking photos, he's in the middle of the wheat field, but he happens to be naked. He is a naked. It's like those nude beaches When I lived in California, there were a few nude beaches, and people would always panic. They'd always be talking about the nude beach. Oh, I was on my surfboard. Oh, I came around the one side, and it was the nude beach. Oh, it was mortifying. Thinking, mortifying? Well, you're not nude, so who cares? Just look away. Isn't there a famous song? Look away, look away. That's all you have to do. Just, you don't have to look if you're offended. Because a nude beach is a whole different thing than what I'm talking about there. Way different. All right, and finally, how about this crazy story? A young guy from Connecticut has cooked up this wild flame-throwing drone. It roasts turkeys. And his latest deal into unmanned flights is drawing attention from law enforcement. Austin Hogwatt made headlines last year when a woman attacked him for using a drone to film her. And earlier this year, he got into trouble when he modified a drone to fire a handgun. Whoa. So the Connecticut man this week posted a YouTube showing him using a drone equipment to shoot flames to roast a turkey. And apparently it worked out okay. He said, we had a lot of fun. It was something different to do, and there was no danger at all. They had fire extinguishers, hoses, buckets of water on hand, but all it takes is one spark, boys, and then everything is up in smokes. Up in smokes. Up in smoke. So once, what happened was, because you can't do that, the law won in this case. He was charged with 2 counts of assault on a cop when he was summoned by the local police station for questioning about a video showing the drone he modified to fire a handgun. Well, of course they're going to question him about that. He's still waiting a trial on that charge, which is why he would run away or drive away or whatever from any officers that were trying to question him. Oh, man. And he couldn't, I mean, there he was. He couldn't do anything but say, yeah, I give. I give. That's it. I mean, geez, he made headlines last year when he tried to do the drone to shoot someone who was unaware. It could be worse after this. Hang on to your hats. We'll give you the follow-up, I promise you. Coming up next, mailbag, mailbag all day long. Stay with, or we can count. Sorry, we did the mailbag. We can count. I almost did a double mailbag on you, but that wouldn't be fair. We can count. It's all about the numbers, baby, on the flip side.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Numbers are my favorite thing to talk about. We know that, right? So that's why we have this segment, We Can Count. Got a ton of great numbers for you today. This one comes from the sports world. 47.1%, yes, of Seattle's roster is made up of undrafted players. That's how they recruit. So undrafted players, a stroke of brilliance if you think about it, because of course you know who the superstars are, but you have lower choices in the draft, in other words, wherever your draft choices fall, and knowing the undrafted free agents are the ones that were there that fell off. Look at Thomas Rawls is an example of that. Who is Thomas Rawls, for those of you who don't know? He's a terrific running back, and crazy, he's been eating yards for breakfast and has been able to step in for Marshawn Lynch. So here's a guy that they looked at him, they looked at his style of running and working, and they knew that this guy from Central Michigan, who transferred from Michigan, he had a bunch of character things around him, just some legal, academic things. But they looked at him, and now he's one of the most productive running backs in the NFL. So filling in for Lynch, he's 10th in the league, there's another number, in rushing, 786 yards, and second in yards per carry, 5.57. So, you know, those 22 running backs were selected last spring. Rawls wasn't picked. He had to find a team in the hours after all those names were called. He's one of 24 undrafted players on the Seahawks. You gotta love it. that's called extra work. That's called being smart and looking around to see what else is out there. Surfing the turf. How about that? Surfing the turf. I like it. All right, let's move on to another number from the Pentagon, actually. We keep talking about troop numbers. How many troops in Iraq and Syria? Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is advocating to sending a significant number of ground troops to Iraq or Syria to fight the jihadists. That's what he told the Armed Services Committee last week, right? We were talking about that last week. And here's the thing. The amount of troops that we're talking about, it's like John McCain, who's the chairman of the committee, said this: President Obama once again resorted to the straw man argument that his critics want to invade Iraq and Syria with 180,000 U.S. troops. And McCain says no one is calling for that. What do we need in Iraq? What we do need is several thousand additional troops to improve and accelerate the training of Iraqi forces, especially Sunni tribal fighters, embedded with advice from Iraqi units closer to the fight. You know, that makes sense to me. So Carter says that ISIS isn't contained. We know that from last week, and that Obama said before the Paris attacks that it was contained and that we were building momentum against ISIS. Well, we might be building some momentum, but it's not contained. So what does it take to be contained? And I think McCain's right. A few thousand, and we're talking about training too, by the way. A few thousand to hurry up the training process would be a lot smarter than to resort to zinging out ridiculous amounts of numbers that are only going to freak people out and, of course, say, no way, we're not going to do that again because we already got caught in that trap. And that's easy to say we got caught in that trap because we did. But there's no reason for that. Get it? Does that make sense? Yeah, makes sense to me. I agree. Couple of thousand, training only, yeah. All right, this is brutal. Here we go again. In the world of looking over our shoulder, last week, San Bernardino, and what happened with the couple, the radicalized jihadist couple, who were lying in wait, planning for the attack, and what they found where they lived, and did their mother know? And there's just so many questions now after the investigation. If you go overseas, you go to the Middle East, 30 people were killed in an attack at Afghanistan's airport. And this is how they live, right? And they actually say maybe more, something like 37. It was an attack at a market and a school near the airport. You know, so we're talking about, they say, 9 armed terrorists were also killed because they came in and were able to take them out, but take them out after they killed all those people. What happened was this: Taliban gunmen just opened fire at this market. And it was a time when a lot of people were around, 6:20 in the evening. Machine guns, they carried machine guns, and they took responsibility for it. So now, you heard what I said, that's the Taliban. So now we're not even talking about ISIS. So don't forget, we still have different Al-Qaeda branches. You still have the Taliban to deal with. The Taliban, who were leaving the people in Afghanistan with, which was the problem of getting involved in the first place. So this is becoming more common, unfortunately. I mean, it's awful. So you have ISIS, who have kids patrolling the streets with AK-47s, or just killing people, throwing people off the roof, for example, who they deem to be gay. And then you have opening fire in Afghanistan at markets here and there. Yeah, we don't want to live like that in the United States. We know it. That's why you have to be diligent about what's going on. You have to pay attention to what's happening. Otherwise, you know, that's when something else takes hold. And the sleeper cells and the lone wolves, to me, are the scariest aspect of the United States and our very, very, very open borders. All right, not to continue to drill down the negative, but 3 suspects have been arrested over these missing surfers, Australian surfers in Mexico. And they say that there's just the 3 that they arrested are suspected of killing 2 Aussie surfers whose burned remains were found, they believe anyway, were found in a van registered to one of them. The 3 suspects were just drug dealers who had been robbing motorists. So they would fall into that category in a van on a stretch of road leading through Sanola. The two other suspects, I guess, are still at large. And these two guys, Adam Coleman and Dean Lucas, I'll say their names, they were just 33. They were on a surfing trip from Canada to Mexico, and they didn't arrive in Guadalajara. They were supposed to meet up with some people in Guadalajara, and they didn't. So then they found their bodies in the van on this remote farmland. And, you know, who knows if there was something else to that. But I think the significant thing here is, and what they don't want in Mexico, is that you've got people, and they could be tourists, you know, they could be tourists that are looking at surfing or being there in the interior. So if they're hitting up people, you know, that's the deal. And, boy, that is a terrible thing. And they found all kinds of laptops, cell phones, money. I mean, just they found all kinds of loot when they nailed these people. And how sad for the families of these surfers. And this is, I'll say this again, this is the concern in Mexico over what's going on in the drug industry, or just, again, where it used to be a place. And even in the resort areas, they're concerned because they want that contained. Because think about it, if they know, if these drug runners need money, are trying to find things that they can pawn or whatever, where are they seeking them out? So that's why they were hitting up those areas on the road. But they would have certainly, a lot of people in Mexico were the victims of those crimes too, as well. All right, let's move on to another one. Yes, we can count. How about, I'm looking for cheer, of course, and there's not a lot of cheer. A lot of these numbers today are negative numbers, but let me see if I can give you a one that has something to do with something cheerful. How about this? The White House has celebrated Christmas for 80 years. That's right, 80 years. Can you believe it? So, well, just do the math, right? And what do they do at the White House? They do the Christmas tree lighting. And this time at the White, it's always a big deal as to what do they do. So they celebrate with the past, the present, and they focus on what happened in the past, and then they throw in what's happening presently. And what's always really cool is where the tree comes from, the whole lighting ceremony itself, because it lights up the Capitol. Needless to say, the people at the White House who work in the White House like to see the tree too. And it's a big deal for any of the Christmas tree farmers as to where it comes from. And, you know, the White House Christmas tree itself is known as the Blue Room Christmas tree, and it's the official indoor Christmas tree in the White House. But, you know, there's been 62 trees, they say. 62 trees, a 500-pound White House gingerbread house, and, you know, this is all part of the National Christmas Tree lighting, talking about what's happened in the past and, you know, what's happening in the future or present time, I guess the best way to put it. And the tree, I have to say, the tree is pretty beautiful. They televise it, and they, you know, people go out and look at and visit the tree, and they have trees all over the place. I think the best place, and I'm sagging into something else, that I've ever seen Christmas done, if you have a chance to do it, go to Longwood Gardens. It's outside of Philadelphia, Chad's Ford, PA. It's unbelievable. It's the DuPont's old house, and what they do with that place is absolutely spectacular. All right, that's it. We bagged it. Another edition of We Can Count.
What is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimplySafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com right now. SimplySafeDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
Review portion of this show. Everybody knows that's Diana Krall, right? You know who she's married to. A little piece of trivia will inject it into this last seg. That would be Elvis Costello. Daniel, did you know that Diana Krall was married to Costello?
I did not.
Now you know. Here's a true story. I call it Brushes with Fame. You know, when you're somewhere and you see somebody and maybe you say hi or you're at a restaurant pumping gas outside of the restaurant, whatever. I was in a restaurant. It was called Kate Mantellini's and it was in Beverly Hills. It was not far really from the LAX and that's why we were there. And it's a cute little place. It doesn't cost you $1 million when you think of like Beverly Hills. And we were in there. We're in a booth and it's a small place. And all of a sudden, I look up, there's Elvis Costello. He kind of just grins when he's going by me and nods his head because he's Elvis Costello, I guess. And he was pushing twin boys, and they are the twin boys of Diana Krall and Elvis Costello. They got married, and that's their kids. And I was like, wow, that's wild when I think of Elvis Costello. But she's a brilliant musician, and it kind of makes sense. He's a brilliant musician, and that would make for interesting dinner conversation. That's for darn sure. No question. Wonder if they'll be talking about this first movie we're going to review. I bet you they will. It's called Star Wars.
¶¶
are you?
I'm no one.
Where do you come from? I know all about waiting. For my family.
I will fulfill our destiny. I will finish what you started.
I don't know your name.
Finn.
I'm right. There are stories about what happened.
The Force. It's true. All of it.
Lost today. It is found.
There you go. Didn't give much away. Hope is not lost. It's found. And you could hear the familiar voice of Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher's voice is in that little clip that you heard as well. You know who Carrie Fisher is. And, of course, some of the stars of the original Star Wars. When you want to talk about this episode, it's 2 hours and 16 minutes long, PG-13. 30 years after defeating the Galactic Empire, Han Solo and his allies face a new threat. And that's why they are back. And this is Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford, Oscar Isaac, Daisy Ridley. It's going to be interesting because it's flat out absolutely going to go gangbusters. So we move from Star Wars and the franchise and all that Star Wars may have meant to you as a child or as a parent taking a child to see Star Wars or as a teenager, whatever age you were in the early 80s. To a movie that I think is pretty interesting. The star-studded cast in this includes, like, Brad Pitt's in it, and Steve Carell's in it. It's called The Big Short.
Michael, how are you?
I found something really interesting.
The whole housing market is propped up on these bad loans. They will fail.
The housing market is rock solid.
It's a time bomb.
So Mike Burry, who gets his hair cut at Supercuts and doesn't wear shoes, knows more than Alan Greenspan.
Dr. Mike Burry, yes, he does.
You know what? I'm pissed off. American people are getting screwed by the big bank.
And I am getting madder and madder.
It's unbelievable.
Then this guy walks into my office and says,
there's some shady stuff going down.
All the banks were having a big old party. A few outsiders saw it when no one else could.
The whole world economy might collapse.
I'm sure the world's banks have more incentives than greed.
You're wrong.
No one's paying attention.
The banks got greedy. And we can profit off of their stupidity.
You want to bet against the banks?
I think we're either high or having a stroke. Kind of brilliant.
Fraud has never, ever worked. Eventually, things go south. When the hell did we forget all that?
How can the banks let this happen?
It's fueled by stupidity.
But that's not stupidity. That's fraud.
Tell me the difference between stupid and illegal, and I'll have my wife's brother arrested.
So So The Big Short, you probably get the idea if you remember the time. It's the Doomsday Machine. Michael Lewis wrote the book. It's the housing and credit bubble during, you know, the 2000s, which was brutal for so many people. As I mentioned, there are a lot of stars in this, and I mentioned a couple of them, and, you know, it. I think it'll hit its mark. This is a movie that is, you know, it's the world of high finance. It'll probably infuriate a few people, too. But with the crew and some of the early ratings I saw, like Christian Bale, he plays a main role in it. Ryan Gosling is in it. And it's about that whole hustle and flow of what happened with the banks. Too big to fail. Do we really want to relive that? So I say thumbs up to Star Wars. The Big Short. Iffy. Depends if you want to go back there or not. Perhaps You're a Bleeding Heart, and that's our last movie.
I heard from the private investigator. I think I really want to meet her.
This is going to sound strange, but I think you're my sister.
My boyfriend Cody.
Oh,
nice to meet you.
I'll ask you.
Hey, babe, let's just go. I don't need to be saved.
If you don't want to go back, don't.
Me and the girl's been having a nice time while I was in jail.
Why'd you come here? I don't need anything, okay?
All right, so not too much was given away there either. I like that. Trailers, you know, it used to be that trailers gave away everything, if you remember. And, in fact, a lot of times we watch it on the tube, some of the best lines are given away. It's a film written and directed by Diane Bell. Jessica Biel is one of the stars in this. A yoga instructor looking to protect her sex worker sister from a deadbeat boyfriend. Well, that sounds uplifting, doesn't it? I don't know. I might have to wait for that to stream. Although it did get 3 stars out of 5. If you go to the movies, send me a cheap movie review. Did you like it? Was it good? Was it worth it? Was it worth ponying up some bucks? And I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Make it count, everyone. Thanks, Daniel.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.